This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvini Brunch
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you a question, and that question is, how often do you respond to work-related messages or emails after working hours? There's a poll running over on Twitter, the same question on Instagram, and get us via WhatsApp 01878988899. This is because we found news of a code of practice giving employees the right to disconnect from work and not engage in electronic communications outside of their normal hours has come into effect in Ireland. That's what we're asking you. Before we move on and give you some of the results, let's have an update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvin.
So it is up by 0.08% at 1,579 points. Active stocks are Focus Dynamics, Vizion Holdings and Ucrest. The ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar. It is at 3.20 against the Aussie dollar and 3.08 against the Sing dollar.
Thanks very much for that, Arv. Chris, can we get some updates from Instagram?
We can indeed. So we have Jeremy J. Pinto, who says, only if I feel like it, still my personal time after all. Caden Chia says never, so well done, Caden. DN Air on Fire says all the time. Ashley TWW says only if it's urgent, so there's Churney 12. Geraldine CYC says often.
All right, Gerald over on WhatsApp has said almost always. Thanks, Gerald, for that. Any updates over on Twitter, Arv?
So the numbers on Twitter are at 30.6 for all the time, 6.5 for only on weekdays, 50.5 for only if it's urgent, and 12.4 for never. We have a message from Kenny Wong who says, I have to say all the time, I'm rather OCD in keeping my email and messages inboxes at red. However, the nature of the responses will differ depending on the level of urgency slash importance.
All right. Thanks for that, Kenny. Okay, let's move on to our next story, but do keep the responses coming in on Twitter and Instagram. This story, all about Hyde, Malaysia's AI COVID-19 warning system. We kind of heard rumours about this a while ago,
but it's been confirmed.
Right.
So the federal government has recently launched a big data analytics tool that could predict the emergence of potential clusters through the use of artificial intelligence, and it is dubbed Hyde, which stands for the Hotspot Identification by Dynamic Engagement System. And the idea is that this system will allow for risk assessment as well as forward and backward contact tracing of hotspots, and it's designed to be a preemptive measure to contain COVID-19. So the idea basically is that the system will use a few variables in analysis to identify potential hotspots ahead of time. So these variables include crowd density, space constraints, and air ventilation in order to predict whether or not a particular location could potentially be a COVID-19 hotspot. There is a question of how this will integrate with MySajatra, which is the federal government's foremost contact tracing and vaccination app, as if you don't already know that. And it's most likely, although not confirmed, that Hyde will cross-reference with the app's QR code check-in data to simulate a prediction. So the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Khairi Jamaluddin, when speaking about this, he urged business premises to immediately register with MySajatra to provide QR code scanning for visitors. So this seems to imply that the hypothesis of it will be intertwined is true. According to Khairi as well, the government will publish a list of premises identified as potential COVID-19 hotspots under Hyde starting today to enable premise owners and the general public to take action to prevent emerging clusters in the predicted area. As of the 3rd of May, Khairi said that Hyde has already identified 1,660 potential COVID-19 hotspots nationwide, including shopping malls, food and beverage outlets, supermarkets, bazaars, as well as office premises. However, the government has assured that those locations listed under Hyde will not necessarily be shuttered by authorities, as this depends on risk evaluations by the Health Ministry or other relevant agencies as well. There are also five preemptive measures that one must undertake once a particular premise is listed by Hyde as a potential hotspot. The first two measures are screening people at the affected premises and increasing gatekeeping measures to inspect the MySajatra risk status at check-in and to refuse high-risk individuals, as well as home surveillance orders breakers and perhaps also close contact individuals as well. The other three measures are to tighten crowd control, self-regulate to lower the number of occupants at all times, and categorize those who visit said premises as casual contacts, quote-unquote, who basically are only advised to get tested if they show symptoms, otherwise kind of go on as normal, really. So to summarize, basically, this system is going to allow for early identification and intervention measures for both authorities and premise owners. So hopefully it will prevent clusters from happening at the rate that they're happening.
I'm at a point looking at the numbers that are coming out daily, which are frightening. I'm at a point where it's just like any help is any help is any help. Like if there's any tool to help identify or, you know, whether it's like hotspots or where these clusters are showing up or how they might show up in the future, I'm okay with that. I've also, I don't know. It's like a double-edged sword. I don't know how to think about the fact that the places that are determined as quote-unquote hotspots will be listed for the public and the premises to know. So in a way, you can argue that that might affect business, but it's also something that I've always wondered about ever since this pandemic started. Like if I want to go to a supermarket, to a store, to a shopping mall, I want to know if that's specifically a hotspot. Not whether I'm in the radius of a hotspot, but whether I'm in a hotspot where something has sort of broken out, you know?
I agree. And other things as well, I mean, I've been looking at some of the similar things that, in the way that this software and this idea has been used overseas as well. And I know there are places in London, they have software where if you are going from one part of London to another via a specific kind of ride-hailing service, let's say you put in your destination, on the when it comes to where you want to go, it will actually say within the app, are you sure you want to go to this destination? This area has been flagged as a hotspot and has been as a hotspot from this period. Numbers are blah, 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 blah. So then you're given an extra level of choice, you know? Yeah. Stuff like that and the integration of that, like you say, obviously is going to affect business short term, but it also means that less people are going into that area and they're not taking the potential risk of spreading it when they come out of that area. You know, it just makes sense to be doing stuff like this.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm just... I guess I'm just in a place where I'm wondering why it's taken us so long to get here.
I was going to say that too.
So, like, as you mentioned, there are a lot of other countries who have already established a lot of these, you know, preemptive, preventive measures using AI. And I mean, I don't know if this is entirely accurate, but in my head, at least, the technology has been there for a while now.
I mean, I thought when My Sujatara was originally set up,
I thought that was what it did.
Correct.
Right?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. So that's, I think, my only kind of umbrage with this whole issue is it's been over a year and we've only started to do this now. But, I mean, it's better than not having it. And I also think, for me, I would like to know, for example, you know, if I have been somewhere and then suddenly My Sujatara flags me as a casual contact, I would like to know, where did I go?
Yeah.
You know, just so that I can be aware and so I can also inform other people as well in case, knock on wood, something develops.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, we're going to take a short break, folks, with some music from Shocking Blue and Venus coming up next. Don't forget, though, we are asking you that question. And the question is... how often do you respond to work-related messages or emails after your working hours? You can get part of the poll is over on Twitter at BFM Radio. We have a few options. The options are all the time, only on weekdays, only if it's urgent or never. Some number updates when we come back after the break. And our final story, of course, a bit of a change in tack, a bit of a change in speed. Twitter is testing a tip jar. That's all coming up very shortly here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.